Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll have part two of our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific primary day exit poll with who you're voting for in the New York primaries today for mayor, controller, public advocate, and Manhattan DA. It's in about 10 minutes. Electioneering will be welcome here. And a quick reminder that I will be back at 9 o'clock tonight for a primary night special. We'll have results and we'll take a big look at the state of democracy from New York City to the world. So make a note of that. If you want to get immersed in politics and democracy and primary returns, tonight at 9 on 93.9 FM, AM 820, and WNYC.org. Now, on this one-year anniversary week of Lehman Brothers going down, a judge has thrown out a settlement between Bank of America and the Securities and Exchange Commission. It was a $33 million settlement for Bank of America to pay for failing to disclose Merrill Lynch's real financial condition to its stockholders before closing a deal to buy Merrill. But Manhattan federal judge Jed Rakoff was scathing in his denial of accepting this settlement. This is a great story. He not only accused the bank of going for a quick end to an embarrassing inquiry, he blasted the SEC as trying to create a facade of enforcement. That's a nice September 15th anniversary gift to the banking industry that messed up and the regulators who failed us. Let's check this out with Liz Rappaport, Wall Street Journal reporter. Hi, Liz. Thanks for coming on WNYC today.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Remind us of the underlying issue here. Under what circumstances did Bank of America buy Merrill Lynch?
Well, it happens to also be the anniversary not just of Lehman Brothers bankruptcy, but of the announcement of the merger between Bank of America and Merrill Lynch.
Right.
It was very, very stressed conditions. You know, the financial system was going to collapse, potentially. So, you know, it was kind of a shotgun wedding that happened over the same weekend.
And what was this $33 million settlement for? Did Bank of America admit to something in the process?
No, they did not admit any wrongdoing. The settlement was for just to sort of settle litigation that SEC was going to bring, I guess, or sort of was bringing, that alleged that Bank of America misled shareholders by withholding information about Merrill Lynch's bonus payments to come amid, you know, mounting losses and things like that before the shareholders voted on the merger in December.
What did the judge mean by facade of enforcement with respect to the SEC?
He was critiquing the SEC for taking a fine that ultimately the shareholders of Bank of America would be responsible for. You know, the $33 million comes from the shareholders' interest in the company, not from what he would argue are the real culprits in any potential fraud, which would be, you know, executives or officers of the company. So he was saying that it's just it's a way for Bank of America to get rid of litigation, pay a fine, and a way for the SEC to kind of look like they're doing some enforcement when, in fact, it's sort of a sham deal.
Have you ever
no truth revealed?
No truth revealed. Have you ever seen a decision like that before with that kind of slap at a federal regulatory agency?
No, I haven't. I think that it's a very, very strong rebuke of the SEC and its culture. I know that there's a lot of critics of the agency out there who've said it's been too lenient for over a decade, but I think this is the most succinct. I mean, it's 13 pages, unlike the Madoff report, which is over 500. You know, it's a very succinct and clear criticism.
So does this mean that 1 year after Lehman and Merrill Lynch and almost a year after Madoff, the SEC is still a gutless wonder?
I would rather not opine on that. I think that's what the judge is saying, absolutely.
And with respect to Bank of America, the judge saying they wanted a quick end to an embarrassing inquiry, did the judge indicate he would not allow any settlement at this time because he wants to see a fuller investigation of the facts, or if they came up with $66 million or $99 million, that he would let it go through?
Definitely not. He wants it. He set a court date of February 1 for this to be litigated, and he encouraged the SEC to actually pursue a case not just against the company, because again, that would victimize the victims, but to turn its attention to the officers and executives of the company, which, you know, their kind of competition, Andrew Cuomo, is kind of doing.
Yes, and I noticed that in your front page article on this in the Journal today, there's a subhead that says New York weighs charges against Lewis. That's the Bank of America president. What kind of charges might Andrew Cuomo bring?
Well, he, in a letter last week that he sent to Bank of America, he outlined four areas where he, you know, he's alleging that the bank and its officers didn't disclose, failed to disclose material non-public information, which would be sort of a misleading, you know, a fraud against the shareholders. So he's saying that, you know, that they didn't disclose information about the bonuses. They didn't disclose information about the losses that were mounting at Merrill ahead of the merger, and also other goodwill charges and things like that.
And did the judge indicate how much additional truth he would require before allowing any kind of a settlement?
He wanted an investigation. He wants more. He wants to dig into. He basically said there's no truth revealed in this settlement. So he wants, he, you know, for the good of the public and for the shareholders, that you know, there should be an investigation into who is responsible for making the decisions that are being alleged as wrong here. You know, one of the things that Bank of America has said is that, and some of its executives have said, you know, is that they had relied on the advice of their lawyers. That's one thing the judge criticized. He said, you know, if that's true, then go after a settle, go after a, the lawyers. You know, he wants to know who played the role in making decisions that were allegedly fraudulent, and that should be revealed.
So that's a second thing that sounds to me highly unusual from the bench. One, we had the judge, as we discussed before, specifically knocking the SEC as trying to perpetrate the facade of enforcement by agreeing to this kind of a deal. And we have the judge saying that he won't allow a settlement in a case because insufficient truth has been revealed. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
I haven't, but I'm not, you know, the ultimate expert on legal opinions, but I haven't. I think this is quite remarkable.
And I don't know if it's part of the case, but isn't part of the story that the Bush administration allegedly tried to pressure Bank of America into buying Merrill without disclosing how bad its balance sheet was?
Definitely. That's a point of view that Ken Lewis has taken in testimony to Cuomo and I think and to Congress. You know, he's basically said that they, you know, sought the advice of their lawyers to see if they could get out of the deal, and then they were kind of told, allegedly threatened to that they would lose their jobs if they backed out and things like that. So yes, I mean, that is definitely a huge part of the story.
So they were allegedly threatened by the Treasury Secretary, is
right,
that who it
by,
was? Henry
well,
Paulson?
Right, Paulson.
To
particular.
Go through with the deal because Paulson felt it was crucial to saving the banking system at that time. But was there also,
true,
according to Lewis, a stipulation that he not disclose to his shareholders how bad shape Merrill was in?
I think that some might say that that's an arguable point. I think from some of his testimony, it's clear that he was that the Treasury Secretary wanted him to not disclose the terms of the whole deal because, you know, part of the deal to buy Merrill and to go through with that merger was that Bank of America would receive more, would fill the hole that Merrill's giant mounting losses would cause, that the government would fill that hole and that they would get more TARP money, which they did. And they announced that in January at the same time that they finally announced Merrill's like $21 billion losses for that prior quarter. So, it seems pretty clear he was pressured not to disclose sort of a lot of details about the arrangement.
From our webpage, Andrew B. writes, "Bravo to the judge. As long as the Bush-Obama administration is lousy with investment bankers and their shills and lackeys in the Treasury, Federal Reserve, and SEC, these cover-ups will continue." So that's his opinion. But is there any rethinking in what he calls the Bush-Obama administration with respect to who gets these kinds of jobs at the Securities and Exchange Commission, whether they should come out of Wall Street less and maybe out of academia more or anything like that?
As far as I know, I don't know. I think those are important questions that need to be asked. I think that it's sort of surprising that this is one of the first, you know, this is a very high-profile settlement, and it was, and even when it came out, a lot of people critiqued it for being a little bit weak on the weak side. Even if you don't think about what the judge said in terms of the shareholders being the victims, $33 million for a supposed fraud, and you know that was in the tens of billions potentially, seems small. And I think the real question is sort of that shareholders and the public want answers to what really happened last fall and why the economy and the markets are, you know, have been and had got to the place that they did. So yeah, all that stuff should be in discussion, I think.
So before you go, Liz, what will actually happen now? If the judge rejected the settlement, saying he wants more truth in the case to be revealed, how does that happen? What can he actually force specifically?
Well, a trial, and he set a trial date for February 1, so now the SEC has to get to work and put together a case and figure out how they're going to proceed. I mean, they could continue with their current allegations. They could adjust them. They could kind of follow the judge's suggestion and look more aggressively into the actions of the executives of Bank of America and officers there. So they have a lot of work to do.
Did he have leeway? I'm just curious as to when to issue this rejection of the settlement. Did he do it on the anniversary to make a point?
You know, I don't know the answer to that, but he did make a point, that's for sure.
Enough of a point that it's the lead story in the Wall Street Journal today. And one of the reporters on the story, Liz Rappaport, has been with us telling us about the judge's rejection of a $33 million settlement between Bank of America and the SEC on failure to disclose charges, the true condition of Merrill Lynch before it was purchased by Bank of America last fall, and knocking the SEC for a facade of enforcement in being willing to agree to this deal. Liz, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up, part two of our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific primary day exit poll. We want your calls right now. Electioneering, welcome here. Who are you voting for in the New York primaries? For mayor, controller, public advocate, or Manhattan DA? Give us a call. Help your undecided neighbors figure out who to vote for. 212-433-WNYC for our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific New York primary day exit poll.